By the time Leroy was 10, he could outthrow anyone, small or grown. He spent all his free time practicing, and it showed. He pitched a shutout game the first time he stepped onto the mound as pitcher for the WH Council school team in Mobile, Alabama. Folks would talk about that page boy over on the south side long after a game had ended. Even with baseball keeping him as busy as it did, earning money was always on young Leroy's mind. As the seventh of 12 Page children, he understood he had to do his part to put food on the table. Leroy knew that the pennies earned from his bottle collecting wouldn't be enough to help support his family. So he headed out to the depot, where he'd heard some real money could be made. At the depot, Leroy's pennies soon turned into shiny new dimes tossed from the hands of passengers returning to Mobile from faraway places like Chicago, Baltimore, and New Orleans. He was always the first and fastest to offer his toting services. And when he began to hang a half dozen or so satchels on a long stick that he draped over his shoulders, his friends told him he looked just like a walking satchel tree. Somehow, the name Satchel just stuck.